I've just listened to an audiobook by Boag World, B-O-A-G-W-O-R-L-D, and I want to recommend it. And it's called Let Your Users Go. And this is a guy who seems to me to be worth following, worth paying attention to. If you have any interest in the world of websites, or even blogs for that matter. So if you're in the world that I think you're in, you probably will have a website, and you probably will be in dialogue with web developers. And not just on the basis of this single audiobook I'm going to refer to in a second, but on the basis of his other audiobooks, I highly recommend you consider him. He seems to produce a piece about once a week, and you know, it is excellent listening, I suggest. Now, for all I know, he's the world's greatest expert on developing websites, and you know, I'm a nobody recommending him, so you know, I'm not quite sure who I'm talking about. I've never met him, I never had any dealings with him. This is not a piece of affiliate marketing. But what did Boag World say in his most recent audiobook? In paraphrasing him, he said, look, make it easy for your users of your website or your blog to go, leave, go off. Don't hang on to them. Don't try to make your site so sticky that it's blooming difficult for them to get away. And he said, you know, as a result of that, they may, if you pop up into their consciousness on a later occasion, for whatever reason, maybe recommended by another person, then they can put two and two together and come back to you. So the key thing is to get yourself, your content out there to as many people as possible. And as a result of that, people will come back to you. Not try to hold on to somebody at all costs by making it in any way difficult or awkward or to leave you. Now, I come at this from a particular angle, and that's why I'm really making the audiobook, because Boag World tapped into my autobiography. My father's father set up a bookshop in 1902 in Limerick, in Ireland. And I was brought up in the world of browsers. Now, okay, I'm not talking about internet browsers. I'm talking about people who came into bookshops and did not buy. People who came into bookshops and parked themselves in the bookshop and read for several hours in some cases without any intention of buying a book. Now, the key thing I gathered up into myself as a young person is that one did not go up to the people in the bookshop who were reading a book without any intention of buying it. One did not go up to them and say, can I help you, sir? Can I suggest you consider the following book as an ideal thing? Or whatever. You let them alone. You created a space within which they could browse, read, take a book off the shelf, put it back, come in 4 days in a row reading the same book, and actually ultimately read their way through the entire book. I mean, you wanted them to stay in your shop rather than nick the books from your shop and run off, just like, you know, those mates of Frank McCourt in Angela's Ashes. Incidentally, it was my grandfather's bookshop that Frank McCourt's mates, you know, went shoplifting in, and from which Frank McCourt himself got chucked out. Now, that's another story, but I say that to those of you who are interested in such matters. But the point about Boag World is that he seems to appreciate more than anybody else I've ever heard. Just shows perhaps I've been buried alive or something like that. But the importance of browsing. So we live in a world of browsers, and I am aware of all the kind of crazy symbolism of that. But yeah, follow him, check him out, listen to him. You can read all the back issues. I really do think that he's tip-top. And if you find somebody better than him, will you, for goodness sake, let me know? Because right now, he's my trust agent in the area of giving advice about how to tweak your website. That's it. Thanks very much again. Good evening. Bye-bye.